Hey guys, welcome to 5 Things We Missed This Week. This is Lily Billingsley.
And I'm Winnie Wolf. If you've been living under a rock this week, here's what went down.
Okay, so as most of you guys probably know, this week started off with no school on Monday due to a car crash on 75th and Mission.
To my surprise, when I pulled up to my 7 a.m. for dance team, all the power in the school was out. We still danced, though.
For how long?
7 a.m. until 9:15 was about how long first hour lasted for our drill team class.
They didn't finish fixing the road until like 8 o'clock on...
8 o'clock that night, I think.
Monday night, too. So that put a big... It started off the week on a weird note, kind of put everyone behind a little bit, but it was a nice day off.
Everyone was out of the school by 9:30. Even though everyone might have enjoyed their day off, it now has to come with some consequences.
According to multiple teachers that I've heard, there are no longer second breakfasts starting tomorrow. Oh my gosh.
Friday, the 28th.
So are they making our third hours 5 minutes longer?
That's what I've heard too.
I have calculus third hour, so should be fun.
But there is also another rumor going around that they will start school now at 7:35. Not sure when, but that could be another way to make up for some of the lost time that seniors have before graduation.
Some new breaking news for you here. There's been talk that the choir spring break trip to Europe may be canceled due to the coronavirus in neighboring countries.
They're headed to Prague, and even though this trip has been planned for over a year, administration and Foley are heavily debating it, just for safety reasons, in case the kids can't come back, all 180 of them.
People have been looking forward to this trip and trying to raise money for their tickets for months now, so I think everyone's a little upset that there's a possibility of this happening.
I know a ton of friends that have been with choir since the beginning, freshman year, because they've been looking forward to this trip, and now they might not get to go on it, which would be a big bummer, so... Everyone, send your prayers to Shawnee Mission East Choir. At number 4 on the list, we have sports!
Okay, so winter sports are coming to an end kind of slowly. Basketball still has some tournaments happening. I know bowling still has some meets left. And if you've noticed, a bunch of boys with some not too good buzz cuts, that is because the boys' swim team shaved their head for their state meet that was on Friday and Saturday. They finished with a third place title.
And on the spring side of things, softball and golf have recently had their informational meetings for new and past members, and girls lacrosse is having their tryouts this week.
Yeah, I think some sports are having tryouts next week too. I know swim's happening, so everyone's kind of kicking it back into gear for spring season.
Grind
exciting
time.
Stuff. Okay, finishing off with every junior's favorite part of the week, the ACT. Juniors were offered a free ACT on Tuesday in the Aux and Main Gym. They came in early to school at 7:30 and got to work.
Since many of us, including myself, left after the test taking, now we have to stay after school and come in early to make up everything that we missed.
Yeah, I know a lot of teachers just kept on going through with class on Tuesday, especially because we got Monday off, so people have tests that happened during the ACT that they need to make up, and everyone's just kind of trying to get back on top of it.
And right as we do, spring break coming right around the corner.
I'm counting down the days. All right, guys, that's our info for the week.
Hope you got caught up on all things East related.